Good morning, friends. I'm Rick, your host of the Up and Running Morning Show. It's time for another edition of Beats and Eats with Donna, the rock and roll chef. Donna travels up and down local roads looking for a delicious bite or maybe a great snack, something delicious to drink, and maybe they have some music at the same time. It's what Beats and Eats is all about, and it's brought to you in part by Taste NY Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com and the South Egremont Spirit Shop. Curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews tax-free. SouthEgremontSpirits.com and by Kenco Outfitters. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston. KencoOutfitters.com. Good morning. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you today?
I'm terrific.
You're looking wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, where have you been traveling to?
Okay, well, I actually took a hint from Adam. He was talking about a restaurant called Tallow in Millerton, and I had a craving for a burger and fries, and this is what this place does. So I took a ride up there, and I checked it out.
They specialize in burgers and fries?
Yes, it is completely grass-fed, pasture-raised chicken, and tallow. They use tallow as their cooking oil. Just a brief description, tallow is rendered beef. It comes from the animal, and they use it to cook all their food.
Is it the fat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Doesn't tallow mean fat?
Yes.
Okay.
It's beef fat.
Okay.
And they render it down, and that's what they use for their cooking oil. It's much more healthier than any kind of the, you know, seed oils.
Yeah.
Full of anti-inflammatories. It's terrific. Mm.
This is Austin at Tallow at 130 Route 44 in Millerton, New York. We're a healthy fast food restaurant that sources ingredients from local farmers. Come check us out in store or through our drive-thru and have a delicious burger.
The menu is straightforward. I had the melt, which was a brisket and short rib sandwich.
Wow.
With the fries.
Wow.
That were like fries used to taste like that. They're thick cut and they were seasoned.
Now, are the fries cooked in tallow?
Yes.
Oh, yes. See.
And the sandwich is grilled in it too.
So that adds a layer of flavor that you can't find anywhere else.
It's earthy. It's like kind of in a pungent scent. They have, of course, the smash burgers, they have fried chicken sandwiches.
Wow.
I hear they're going to be putting a glorious seasonal salad on the menu for, you know, people who do not want meat. And just to let people know, this is a new place. It just opened up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
So they're ironing out all the kinks and they're figuring out what to do. They're going to add grab and goes. They make a bone broth there that's out of this world. There's a secret ingredient in it. And,
oh.
Yep.
Don't
and
tell.
I was able to identify it.
You were?
Because I have an amazing palate. No.
It's cumin.
No, it isn't. Nope, you have to go and taste it. It was delicious. So that'll be for sale. And they're going to be selling their pickles and actually tallow. They'll be selling the jars of tallow so we can take it home and we can cook and, you know, we can become a little healthier.
Well, cool. Now, you heard about tallow on Tasting Tuesdays with Adam. And joining us all the way from Athens, New York, is our friend, our neighbor, and your midday man, Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys.
It's great to be here. Now, what'd you have at Tallow on Tuesday or Monday?
Right. Well, I was so glad I went out there. I mean, what they're doing out there is very different. They're reinventing fast food, essentially. That's part of their... They're in a building that was a former Burger King.
Oh.
Then it became a McDonald's.
So is there like a window that
you
can
drive
through?
Yeah, there is, actually. And they are going to be using that. Like Donna mentioned, that it's brand new and they're still kind of rolling out, you know, everything they're doing. They have lots of plans for the place. And while I did Tasting Tuesdays actually at the venue, and I'm so glad I did because everything was super fresh and right out of the, you know, kitchen, and it was delicious. They brought out so much food. They brought out their smash burgers. They brought out their fried chicken sandwich. They brought out steak.
Yes, steak frites.
Oh my God! They brought out steak and they brought out the fries as well. And I'm leaving out. Oh yes, and also that sandwich you mentioned, the grilled.
The short rib.
Short rib. Yeah. Oh my God! Wow. All that stuff.
So you tasted everything on it.
I tasted everything and more. I also want to mention something based on this tallow versus other types of cooking oils, etc. That you know we use a lot of very unhealthy oils, trans fat type of products, and they absolutely do not use any. And the difference between, let's say, lard, turns out lard is from pigs, and tallow is from beef and sheep. So that's the only difference there. And I'm not sure about chicken fat, but that's a schmaltz, as they call it in my family.
So informative. And Adam, thank you so much for
stopping by.
It's a pleasure to have you on Beats and Eats.
I think we should really just sort of call it a day, hop in the old Prius out in the parking lot, and head back over to Tallow.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Beats
and Eats on 98.1 KZE is brought to you in part by Taste NY Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. The Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries, offering eventees, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews. Tax-free, southegremontspirits.com. And by Kenco Outfitters, outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston, kencooutfitters.com. Well, thanks a lot, Adam. Thanks, Donna, the rock and roll chef. Any ideas where you're going to go next week, Donna?
Probably someplace far, far away.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful to me. And Donna, how can folks get in touch with you?
At my email, beatsandeatswkze@gmail.com.
Great. You guys want to hear any music?
Always.